Hello and welcome to another episode. Be kind, be positive, be yourself. Today is episode 71. Today I just want to talk about, you know, I'm confused. I'm angry. I'm sad. Generally just upset. Motivated. So I guess you could call me an emotional bundle right now. I don't know. You probably know what is going on. Please remember the name George Floyd. You know, there's a lot going on surrounding that name, and our country in America, in the United States, has been turned upside down the last week or so, ever since Memorial Day. Really, for a long time, actually. That's not the main focus of this episode, but that is the reason that I'm so confused and sad, angry, motivated, like I said. So I just want to talk about kind of what happens when I feel confused and angry, what I've been seeing, some tips, and just some talking points, because I think that it's important that not only do we feel our emotions, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know how important it is that I've said, you know, not only do we need to be open about our emotions, be transparent, vulnerable, some of the things we've talked about along the journey, we need to be educated, and we need to talk about these things in a respectful and, you know, safe way. And to be quite frank with you, I haven't seen much of that lately. I think that social media is an awesome place. I think that it's a great spot for creatives, innovators, connections, relationships online. You know, I've met people online through a multitude of tools that have given me opportunities that I really wouldn't have thought of a lot through this podcast. You know, I'm using social media to put, you're probably on social media to click on this podcast anyway. So I have nothing wrong with social media. But most of the times you find that there is an easier path to spread fake information and people cling to it. And now this is not going to get political. This, you know, this podcast is about mental health, positivity, well-being. And I have to be transparent again. And, you know, just a warning, there's going to be a lot of transparency and raw emotions probably in this podcast. And another thing that I'm feeling is I don't feel a lot of positivity right now. You know, I've been struggling to see the silver linings. I have a few that maybe we can talk about, but I've been struggling the last 3 or 4 days. You know, by the time this comes out, it'll probably been almost a week, you know, and it's, there's a lot of infuriating things. There's a lot of sad things going on right now. You know, I'm seeing people fight over things that, you know, I never thought these people would talk the way they do, or they would have so much hate inside of them. And that made me so sad, and it makes me angry. But the point of this episode is to talk about that confusion and anger and what happens. And so, you know, as an optimistic person and as a person that tries to give, positivity out and shine some lights, you know, there is a great conversation about what's happening in this country, in the United States. And there's a lot of conversations happening that wouldn't have happened. And that's my only silver lining I have right now. But the confusion and anger, it can take over. You know, I found myself being on social media, like I was on Twitter for like 9-10 hours a day, just straight scrolling down, checking, looking for those tweets, you know, and it's not healthy. It's not good for you. Take a break. I had to take a break. I had to go outside, do some yard work. I had to go for a drive. I had to walk, you know, whatever you can do, take a break if you need it. You know, if you feel yourself getting engulfed in this world that isn't even physically touchable, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, if we get confused and angry, it comes to a point where it's not healthy. You know, to be inspired and to be, you know, fired up and angry about things can be good. I think change happens when people get angry and they get motivated. But there comes a point where your mental health starts deteriorating when you get so, you know, riled up and so into this thing that it starts taking over. So just be weary of that and be aware of your own, okay? Not anyone else's, just yourself, because I had to check myself this week and I just wanted to pass that along to you. Confusion and sadness and all the other emotions that I listed, I don't have an answer for them yet. And, you know, some of the episodes along the way, this is number 71. Some of the episodes in this podcast along the way are me just kind of talking at you. You know, and I don't really like to do that. I like to kind of pose questions, talk about some big idea things. But this week, you know, I don't have any. And I want to be honest with you. I'm just telling you how I feel. like I said last week, there's power in vulnerability. I'm trying to do that on this episode. I've been so sad and confused over what's happening right now that I don't have many answers. You know, all I know is that we have to take care of each other. You know, I've seen so many different opinions, and that's okay. That's totally okay. Respectable, you know, differing opinions respectably is a beautiful thing. Because I was, you know, I was mowing the grass, right? And this is, I was thinking about this in my head. I said, what if some, one of my kids, when, I'm a future elementary teacher, right? What if one of the kids in my class said, you know, what happens if, what if we all have, is it okay to have different opinions? And I would say, of course, yeah, as long as we're respectful. Because imagine if we all had the same opinion. We all looked the same. We all ate the same. We all acted the same. We all had the same jobs. That would be incredibly boring. And I wouldn't have a podcast, to be honest. Because if we're all the same, we all have the same lives. I wouldn't have, you know, gone through 2018 where I had a tough year. I wouldn't have had this podcast. You know, we wouldn't be able to learn from each other. And I think so much of what I've been seeing is trying to teach people and not teach and learn. And to be honest, some opportunities aren't teachable moments. You don't always have to be teaching at people. Some of my best moments in my life have come from learning from other people. So can we take a step back and be the student? You know, it's so easy to be the teacher and want to help people. You know, in our eyes, it's like, oh, I'm helping them. I'm going to change them. I had that figured out, you know, real quick. I learned that the hard way real quick. I thought, you know, I'm going to go out, I'm going to change lives, right? The big-eyed, I'm going to change people's lives. That's usually not how it works. You know, sometimes you have to play the role of the student. You have to do your research. You have to learn what opinions are out there, which ones you think you kind of connect with. What are you going to stand up for? And I'm going to challenge you right now, you know, what are you going to stand up for? What do you want to stand up for? What do you want the future generations to be able to stand up for? You know, when they ask, where were you in, during this time? What'd you think? You know, what are you going to tell them? Because I'm checking myself real quick right now. And to be honest with you, I see a lot of people that maybe aren't thinking about this. And that's where my confusion and sadness comes from. So I just really wanted to check in and kind of just, I guess, vent to you that I'm confused, I'm sad, I'm angry. You might be feeling this way. You might not be. But I have a very strong feeling that a lot of us, almost not, you know, if not all of us, are impacted by this, what's going on. So be kind to each other, please. I know that I'm going to say it at the end, but please be kind. Please, if you want to have dialogue, you know, shoot me a message somewhere. I will have dialogue with you. Even if you have seen my stuff that I post on Instagram or Twitter and you totally disagree with me, it's okay. It's okay to disagree. And I'm not perfect either. I'm not going to sit here on a high, you know, my high horse and say I'm perfect. Everything I say and do is not perfect. And I know that. Okay, but I just want to have dialogue. I want to ask each other questions, you know, because confusion can get stuck in a rut if we don't ask each other questions, if we're not taking the role of student every once in a while. So here's to asking questions. Here's to treating each other gently. You know, I talk about this all the time, you know. We have to be more gentle with each other emotionally. You know what I mean? Because this is a tough world, as you can see right now. There's a lot of things that happen in this world. And there's going to be a lot of hate. And there's going to be a lot of dark times. So what are we going to do now? You know, I'm going to check myself. I'm going to ask you, what are we doing now? Are we going to treat each other with kindness? Are we going to keep moving forward and enact change that helps all of us? Or are we just going to keep doing this? Are we going to stay here? Are we going to be stuck? Okay, so please remember the name George Floyd. I'm begging you. It's very important. Remember it and move forward with it. Not move forward past it. Big difference. Move forward with George Floyd's name. I just want to say rest in peace to George Floyd. And always remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself.